Thanks for calling Customer Support. My name is Sandra.
Sandra, I've got a charge from you on my credit card bill, and I don't know what I bought.
Okay, may I have your zip code?
37329.
37329. Okay, may I have your first and last name?
My first name is Thomas, and my wife is Kimberly, and the last name is Huth, and it's spelled H-U-T-H.
Okay, I see a Thomas Huth here. Will you verify your mailing address, please?
152 County Road 576. Inglewood,
okay.
Tennessee.
Okay. I do see the account here. I see where a foot massager was ordered last November of 2021. With this foot massager, is that what you're calling about? I see it was delivered to that address.
I understand, but there's no way I would have paid $49.97 for that.
Well, the $49.97 is the membership that you join. The membership entitled you to get the foot massager at such a low cost, as well as you could place order monthly and get other gadgets at a low cost.
I never realized that was part of the deal.
Mm-hmm. So that was a part of the order. When you ordered the foot massager, you also ordered the membership.
Well, the foot massager is a piece of crap. It doesn't work.
Oh, okay. Well, I wish you had called in right away. They would have reshipped another one out to you, but it's been too long. It's been months since you ordered it. So I can close the account for you. Uh-huh. It's been since November of last year.
Yeah, but it when I first got it, it didn't do nothing. And,
well, you didn't call in and let the company know?
I have no idea how to call in or anything. It wasn't much information that came with it.
Okay. Well, how did you find the number this time?
It's on my credit card bill.
I see. So what I can do is I can put a note in for the company to reship another one out to you, and they may send it as a courtesy, but I don't have any control over that. And I can go ahead and close the account so you won't be billed next month.
Well, this is $49 a month?
Yes, it's a shopping club.
Oh, crap.
So
I never signed up for that. I mean, I never intended to sign up for that.
Okay.
I
the shopping club was joined when you placed the order, so.
I understand what you're trying to tell me, but I'm telling you that I have no idea that was what I was doing. And to me, this is a fraud. This is a scam, as far as I'm concerned. This is terrible. You're taking my money, and I didn't know anything about this.
Mm-hmm.
How do I avoid this? I want definitely out of this. I don't want no more charges.
Right. I'll go ahead and close the account, and I'll put a note in for the company to send you another one, so you're saying it doesn't work. But I don't know how they're going to respond because it's been a while since you ordered it.
I'm more worried about this $49.97 charge on here.
Uh-huh.
And I want that to stop.
Okay. So let's see here. I can take a look at the order here. One moment. So what I can do is the company will allow – let me just check with my supervisor real quick. Hold on.
Thank you. Wonder if this was a charge last month, too.
Okay, so my supervisor is saying as a courtesy, they'll go ahead and let me give you a 35% refund on the charges that you've incurred. since apparently okay. you overlooked the terms and conditions there.
Yeah, I apparently did.
Okay, so I'm going to close the account. Mm-hmm. We're going to close the account, and we're going to give you those partial refunds that you were charged, okay? Give me one moment.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And we have your email as tfhuth@comcast.net.
Yes, ma'am, that is a correct email.
Okay, one moment. Okay, so I have the account closed out, and we have that partial refund on the way. It's going to post back to the card in 3 to 5 business days. Like I said, the account is now closed. The only thing you're doing is waiting for the refund.
What?
You get an email, a confirmation.
Yeah, will I get a confirmation email?
I can give you the cancellation number over the phone, but you will get the email saying that the refund is on the way. You want to write down the cancellation number now or just wait to get the email?
I'll just wait to get the email. It'll be on there, right?
Okay. Yes, sir. Well, thank you for calling customer support.
Hey, I got a question.
Uh-huh.
How many stupid people like me have you had to deal with that didn't know anything about what they were doing?
Well, most of the calls are people calling in to track their orders.
Track their orders.
Track it to make sure that, see when it's going to arrive.
Yeah. So the other thing is, how many times have I been billed for this? Since I don't really check my bill that often. Did I get billed $50 last month too?
Yes. So that was a monthly.
Did I get billed?
It was a monthly charge. So as a courtesy, we're giving you the 35% off of last month as well. We're giving you a refund, that partial refund back off of last month's charges.
Okay. I guess I just shouldn't ever click on anything to order anything, even if it looks like it's something that might help me.
Well, we just want to remind you to read your terms and conditions. I don't know if you were using a cell phone or a computer. You would need to read the terms and conditions of your order, of course.
Well, that's obviously I didn't do that. I thought I was buying a little gadget that would help my feet and didn't cost me an arm and a leg. But looks like it cost me an arm and a leg, and my feet still hurt.
Okay, Mr. Thomas, so we have everything taken care of. You're going to be looking for those emails, and then you'll see the credit to your Visa in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, thank you very much for assisting me.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. Goodbye.